Good morning.
Good morning.
What a joy to be here this morning.
非常高兴今天早上能够来这里。
One of our favorite places to go for Kathy, one of Kathy and mine, my favorite places to go and to worship is with you good folks.
这里是我跟我的太太 Kathy 两个人很喜欢来的一个地方，来与你们一同敬拜。
I think that may be because we sense that heaven must be a little bit like this.
我想那是因为我们觉得天堂可能就跟这里差不多。
Where people from every nation and every tongue and every tribe praises our Lord.
从各个不同的国家、种族、语言的人都来这里一起来赞美主。
I'd like you to turn with me in your Bibles to John's Gospel, chapter 3, and we're going to look at one verse in a little soon.
那请大家跟我一起翻到约翰福音第三章十六节。
But before we get to that one verse, I want to look at several verses. We'll not take the time to turn to them, but we'll look at several different verses before we actually get to John 3:16.
在我们念这个约翰福音三章十六节之前，我要跟各位再提一些其他的经节。
And you might want to take your pen and just jot down these verses, and as we read them, you can check them out later.
你可以拿一个笔把记下这几章经节。那这样我们等一下讲的时候，你们可以去看。
It seems like an ever-increasing number of churches today have decided to plan their programming based on what people in their community say they would like to see in a church.
似乎有越来越多的教会在计划他们的事工的时候，他们是以当地社区民众对于教会的期望来作为他们计划的一个基础。
I believe that we do need to know what people want to see in a church.
我想我们应该要知道人们对于教会有什么样的期望。
It enables us to be relevant and effective in meeting the needs of our communities.
这样子我们才能够真正有效的来符合他们的期望，达到他们的期望。
But I also believe that we have got to keep in mind that a lot of people, what they want, they don't really need.
可是我们也要记住，有很多时候人们想要的东西，他们并不真正的需要。
In fact, a lot of what people want would actually do them more harm than good.
事实上，有很多人们想要的东西，对他们来说可能是害多于益的。
And truly, churches should never be guilty of harming anyone in any way.
而教会是绝对不应该在实质上或情绪上来对任何人伤害。
We should never harm people physically, emotionally, or spiritually.
我们绝对不应该对人们在身体上、在情绪上、在灵性上造成任何的伤害。
And that might happen if we give people what they want.
那如果我们给人们他们所想要的东西的话，会有什么样的情形发生呢？
On top of that, though, a lot of people need a lot of things that they would never want.
除此以外呢，有很多人他们需要他们并不想要的东西。
Maybe like a swift kick in the pants.
比如说你在他腿上踢他一脚去提醒他。
Or a word of warning against behavior that does not honor God.
或者警告他说不要做不荣耀神的事情。
Or continual encouragement to obey God in all those things that the Word of God says He expects of every born again child of God.
或者说持续的鼓励他们去遵守圣经道里面所教导的神对于重生的基督徒的期许。
And that includes in the area of what they give.
这也包含了奉献这一方面。
And that's what I want us to think about this morning.
这就是今天早上我想跟大家一起思想的。
What does God expect us to give?
神希望我们奉献什么。
And I'd also like us to think, why does he expect us to give what he expects us to give?
我也想跟大家一起思想说，为什么神要我们做这样的奉献。
In Luke chapter 14, verse 33, Jesus said this.
在路加福音14章33节，耶稣这样说。
Any of you who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
He doesn't say any of you who is not willing to give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
他没有说你们无论什么人，若不愿意撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
He says, who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple.
他说你们若不撇下一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
Disciples of Jesus Christ are those who have committed their lives to Him in every sense of the word.
耶稣基督的门徒就是那些他们把他自己的生命交付交托给耶稣。
They recognize what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20.
他们都知道这个保罗在哥林多前书第六章十九到二十节所说的。
Paul said, you are not your own. You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body.
保罗说，你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Then in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Paul said this.
在罗马书十二章第一节，保罗这样说。
He said, Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
In other words, because we belong to Jesus, He expects us to give all that we are to Him.
换一句话说，因为我们是属于耶稣的，所以他希望我们能够把我们所有的都奉献给他。
And He expects us to allow Him to use everything that we are for His glory.
他也希望我们能够把我们所有的都奉献给他，然后用来的荣耀他。
That includes our time and our abilities and our spiritual gifts and our pocketbooks.
这包括了我们的时间，我们的能力，我们的恩赐，以及我们的金钱。
That's why none of us should be surprised by what Paul or by what God says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10.
所以我们对于神在这个马拉基书第三章第十节所说的不应该感到惊讶。
God said, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse.
神说你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库。
A tithe is simply one-tenth of your gross income, which he expects us to bring into the storehouse of the local church.
十一奉献只是我们所有收入的十分之一。神预期我们能够把这些来奉献到我们当地教会的仓库里。
And he expects us to bring this tithe to the storehouse of the local church with no strings attached.
他希望我们能够把我们这个十一奉献奉献到本地教会的仓库，而没有附带任何的条件。
That means that we turn it over to the church and allow the church as a whole to decide what the church believes God would have the church do with that money.
的意思就是说，我们把这个钱奉献给教会，然后我们让教会来决定如何来使用这些奉献来荣耀神。
Now God very generously allows us to use the other 90% or up to 90% to take care of ourselves and our families.
神很慷慨的让我们能够利用这剩下的90%来照顾我们自己以及我们的家庭。
But still, 10% to give to the church seems like a lot to a lot of people.
可是10%对于很多人来讲，好像似乎还是一笔很大的钱要来奉献。
Now, that's how you feel this morning. You need to understand this.
如果你是这样觉得的话，那么你必须要了解下面这一点。
You need to understand that God expects a whole lot more than just 10%.
你必须要知道，神对你所期望的比这个要多得多。
Jesus told the religious leaders of the first century in Luke chapter 11, verse 42, this.
耶稣在路加福音11:42对第一世纪的这些宗教领袖这样说。
He said, Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth, but you neglect justice and the love of God.
他说你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们献上十分之一，那公义和爱神的事反倒不行了。
Jesus said, you should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone.
耶稣的意思是说你们不能只做了前面奉献的十分之一而忘了后面你们该做的。
In other words, you should tithe, but you should also practice love and mercy.
换一句话说，你要奉献你的十分之一，你也要行公义和爱神的事。
Never forget, God doesn't just want 10% from us.
千万不要忘记，神并不是只要你的十分之一。
He wants it all.
他要全部。
He wants all that we are.
他要我们所有的全人。
So when we talk about stewardship, which is what your pastor asked me to speak with you about this morning,
所以当我们谈到这个管家的职分，这就是刘牧师要我今天跟大家分享的。
And we consider what God expects us to give.
我们来思想说神希望我们来奉献什么。
We have got to remember that we're to commit our all to Jesus.
我们必须要记得，我们应该要把我们的所有都交托给神。
He owns us, and He expects us to carefully and prayerfully manage everything He has entrusted into our care in a way that will honor Him.
神拥有我们，他也希望我们能够很小心、很敬虔的来处理他所托付给我们的，来荣耀他。
The Apostle Paul summed it up in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2.
保罗在哥林多前书第四章第二节这样说。
Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心。
That is what God expects us to give.
这就是神希望我们所付出的。
A second question would be, why does he expect us to give what he expects us to give?
第二个问题就是说，神为什么要这样子期望我们做这样的奉献？
Now, it really doesn't matter why he expects us to give, only that he does expect us to give.
其实这并不重要，说神为什么要我们这样的奉献。
But we want to know, don't we?
可是我们还是想知道，对不对？
What's the big deal?
这有什么重要呢?
I think the answer to that one, let me simply remind you what God wants for every person on this planet.
我想要回答这个问题，让我就很简单的提醒你们，神对我们世界上所有的人有怎么样的安排。
The good news is that He wants for everyone the same thing that everyone wants for themselves.
好的消息就是，神对于我们的安排，其实就是我们大家自己所希望的。
Everyone wants to experience all the fullness of life that they can possibly experience.
每个人都希望能够有经历到他所可能拥有的最丰盛的生命。
And the Bible puts it this way in John chapter 3, verse 16.
在圣经里面这样说，在约翰福音第3:16。
For God so loved the world, that's everybody, that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God wants us to have eternal life.
神要我们能够有永生。
Those who have it can first of all experience a full and meaningful life right here and right now.
有这个永生的人，你在这个世界上，现在你就能够活一个很有意义、很充实的生命。
In John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus said this.
在约翰福音十章十节，耶稣这样说。
I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得更丰盛。
Those who have the life that Jesus came to give can experience the quality of life that he wants everybody to experience.
那些拥有主耶稣来所要赐给这个生命的人，就能够经历到这个有很有品质、很丰盛的生命。
And they can experience that quality of life for the quantity of time that they want to experience it.
他们也能拥有他们所想要的时间来经历这个丰盛的生命。
Which is not just the number of years in this life, but it is forever and ever and ever.
这个时间并不是说你在今生所能拥有的这几十年，而是永永远远的永生。
Aren't you glad that God wants for everyone what they want for themselves?
你会不会很高兴神对于我们所想要有的，让我们有的就跟我们自己所想要的是一样的呢？
The problem is, every one of us has a huge problem.
可是问题是，我们每一个人都有一个很大的问题。
Not a single one of us can experience that life that God wants, that we want, in our natural spiritual state.
在我们自己本质上，我们没有办法来经历这个神所要让我们给的，我们所希望的这种生命。
The Bible says we are all sinners by nature and by choice.
圣经上说，我们都是罪人，在本质上或者在选择上。
And it says that because of our sin, we deserve spiritual death.
圣经也说，因为我们的罪，所以我们所应得的是灵性上的死。
We deserve the death of our spirits.And eventually, a physical death that opens the door to that spiritual death being a reality for all eternity.
我们所应得的这个灵性上的死，到最后在我们肉体死亡的时候，等于就是一扇通向这个永远死亡的门。
Can you imagine for all of eternity being separated from our God and the life that He It wants us to experience forever and ever and ever. There's not a thing in the world that we can do about it.
你能不能想象到我们跟神永远的隔绝，然后跟他所想要给我们的这种丰盛的生命永远的隔绝，而我们是没有任何的方法来改变。
The Bible calls that place that we would experience that hell.
圣经上称这个地方叫做地狱。
And that's what it means when it says the wages of sin is death.
这个就是圣经上在罗马书第六章二十三节所说，因为罪的工价乃是死，这就是这个意思。
The Bible also says there's nothing we can do to save ourselves from what we all deserve.
圣经上也说，我们自己是毫无能为力来改变任何这种事实。
Salvation, it says, is not of works, lest any man should boast.
得救，圣经上说，不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Now God is holy and just, and so that sin has got to be punished.
神是圣洁和公义的，所以罪必须要受到惩罚。
But the Bible also says God is love, and we sang about that this morning.
可是圣经上也说神是爱，我们刚刚也有这样唱这样的诗歌。
And because he's love, he has made arrangements for someone else to pay that penalty for us.
因为神是爱，所以他做了安排，让别人来替我们来接受这个惩罚。
He has provided a way for us to be forgiven of that sin that stands as an impenetrable barrier between us and God and the life that He wants us to experience.
神设计了一个方法，让我们的罪能够得到赦免，然后除去我们跟神中间的这个障碍。
That way is not a way of thinking.
这个方法呢，并不是一种思考的方法。
That way is not a lifestyle. It is not anything that we do.
也不是一种生活方式，就是我们生活，我们所做的事情。
That way is a person. His name is Jesus.
他的方法是借着一个人，这个人就是名字叫做耶稣。
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus, who is God Himself, became a man and died for us on the cross.
耶稣他也就是神他自己，他道成肉身为我们死在十字架上。
But He didn't stay dead, did He?
可是他并没有就此死去，是不是？
He rose from the grave.
他从坟墓里面复活。
Romans 4:25 says he was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification.
罗马书第四章二十五节这样说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
So God has provided a way for us to be forgiven of the sin that separates us from God and the life that He wants us to experience now and forever.
所以神提供了一个方法，让我们的罪能够得到赦免，而这个罪呢，是把我们跟神以及他所要我们经历的永远经历的这种生命隔绝的。
And He offers to everyone that life is a free gift.
他把这个礼物白白的赐给每一个人。
But He offers it. It's only the possession of those who have received it.
可是他给你这个礼物，只给那些愿意接受这个礼物的人。
We do that by first repenting of our sin.
我们必须第一先悔改我们的罪，然后才能够接受。
Jesus said that was absolutely necessary.
耶稣说这是绝对需要的。
Jesus said, unless we repent, we will likewise perish. Repentance is a change of attitude. But it's not just feeling sorry for our sin.
悔改是一种态度的改变，并不是说光光我们对于我们的罪感到很难过。
Repentance has a lot to do with love.
悔改跟爱有很大的关系。
We can know whether we have repented of, that is, turned our affections away from sin and toward God by asking ourselves some questions.
我们可以借着问我们自己一个问题来知道说我们有没有悔改。这个就是帮我们的感情，我们远离罪而转向神。
We can ask ourselves, what do we love more, our sin or our God?
我们可以问我们自己说，我比较爱什么？我比较爱神呢，还是比较爱罪？
We can ask ourselves, who am I more interested in pleasing, myself or God?
我们可以问我们自己说，我比较想要取悦谁？我比较喜欢想要取悦我自己，还是取悦神？
We can ask ourselves, am I more interested in doing my own thing or what God wants?
我们也可以问我们自己说，我比较想要做我自己的事情呢，还是比较想做神想要我们做的事？
To receive God's free gift of eternal life, we first of all must have the right attitude about sin.
我们为了要能够接受神所给我们这个永生这个礼物，我们必须先要对罪有一个正确的态度。
And we must have turned our affections away from our sin and toward God. But secondly, we must place our faith in Jesus.
第二呢, 我们必须要把我们的信心摆在耶稣身上。
Jesus is the one who said, for God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣自己说, 神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的不至灭亡, 反得永生。
When Jesus says we've got to believe, he didn't mean we simply need to believe facts about him.
当耶稣说我们必须要信他的时候, 他并不是说我们要相信有关他的一些事实。
I can say I believe in my wife, Kathy.
我可以说我相信我的太太, Kathy.
I can mean that in the sense that I believe facts about her.
我讲这个话的意思, 我也可以是说我相信有关她的一些事实。
I believe she's sitting there on the second row.
我相信她坐在第二排。
I believe she just had a birthday.
我相信她刚刚过了生日。
I believe, well, I can't tell you how old she is.
我相信她, 我不能告诉你她几岁。
Or I can mean it in the sense that I believe in her.
我讲这个话也可以意思是说我信任她。
I believe that she will do for me what she promised to do for me when she married me 6 years ago.
我相信她会做到当我们六年前结婚的时候她所应许她会为我做的事。
That's what it means to believe in Jesus.
这就是相信耶稣的意思。
It doesn't mean to simply believe facts about him.
并不是说我们只相信有关于他的一些事实。
It means to believe in him to do for us what he promised he'd do if we would repent of our sin and place our faith in him.
意思是说我们相信他会为我们做他说他要为我们做的事如果我们认罪悔改的话。
It means to believe in him to do for us what we can never do for ourselves.
意思是说相信他会为我们做我们自己永远不能做到的事。
It means to believe in him to save us from the spiritual death in this life and the next that we all deserve.
意思是说相信他能够赦免我们的罪。
He can do that because when God allowed Jesus to die on that cross, Jesus wasn't being punished for any sin that he'd committed.
他能够这样做是因为神让他钉死在十字架上，他并没有为他自己的罪而受罚。
Jesus hadn't committed any sin.
因为他并没有犯任何的罪。
He was being punished for the sin that we have committed.
他是为我们所犯的罪而受罚。
He was dying in our place.
他是为我们而死。
He experienced the spiritual death that we deserved to experience so that we wouldn't have to.
他经历到这个精神灵性上的死亡，这个我们应得的，可是我们并不需要去受到这种惩罚。
And because he's alive, he's able to give his life to everyone who will repent of their sin and place their faith and trust in him to do for them what they can't do for themselves.
因为他复活了，所以他能够把他的这个生命给每一个悔改，然后信靠他的人。
At that very moment, he brings them alive spiritually with a life that makes this life full and meaningful and lasts forever.
就在那一刻，他把这个永生的生命给所有这个给了我们。
And he transforms death, whenever that may come from us, for us, from being a door to eternal longing and hopelessness to a door to eternal life in all of its fullness.
他把通往永死的这个门改变成为一个通往永生、永远丰盛生命的一扇门。
That's good news, isn't it?
这是一个好消息，不是吗？
Now that brings us back to our second question. Why should we give?
这就带回到我们 的原来的问题，就是我们为什么要奉献。
Many of you are very, very familiar with what I just shared with you.
你们很多人都对我刚刚跟大家分享的那个非常熟悉。
But it is imperative that every one of us understand that there are multitudes of people, not just around the world, but multitudes right here in Albuquerque who don't know that.
我们必须要知道，在不止在这个世界上，甚至在本地，在 Albuquerque 有许多许多的人，他们并不知道这个事情。
They don't know what God has done so that they could have eternal life.
他们不知道神做了什么事，然后让他们能够拥有永生。
And they don't know what we must do to receive God's free gift of eternal life.
他们也不知道说我们必须要怎么做才能够接受神所为我们预备的这个永生。
And the most important thing that God expects every Christian to do is to tell them.
神希望每一个基督徒所做的最重要的事情就是告诉其他的人。
Every time you drop money in the offering plate, you're supporting this church's efforts to tell people about Jesus.
每一次当你把你的奉献摆入奉献袋的时候，你就是支持我们的教会。来让大家知道耶稣。
And its influence is felt not just in Albuquerque.
这个影响并不光只是在本地 Albuquerque.
You cooperate with more than 300 churches across our state in supporting the Baptist Convention of New Mexico's efforts to spread the gospel all over the world.
你所做的是跟在新墨西哥州青年会所有的300多个教会一起来散播耶稣的福音。
You cooperate with over 40,000 churches across America to support the Southern Baptist Convention's efforts to make his name known around the world.
你所做的是跟全美国南方浸信会下面40,000多个教会一起来支持他们把神的福音传遍世界的这个努力。
You support the Southern Baptist Convention's efforts to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to hurting people in China right now.
你们也就是帮助南方浸信会来去安慰这些在中国受到震灾的伤害的灾民。
And in the Baptist New Mexican in recent weeks, we've been sharing how we are able to make an impact in lives of hurting people.
那么在新墨西哥州的浸联会，我们最近也就是在帮助那些需要帮助的人，那些受到困苦的人。
The most important thing we do is to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ.
我们所做的最重要的事情就是让他们知道耶稣基督。
That's why God tells us to bring that 1/10 into the storehouse of the local church.
这也就是为什么神要我们把我们所得的十分之一奉献出来给本地教会的仓库。
It's one of the ways that you can be involved in all that your church does to share the good news of Jesus with people here and around the world.
这就是一种方法，你能够跟本地的教会一起来支持本地的事工以及全世界的事工。
But please never forget this.
可是千万不要忘记这一点。
While he lets you use the rest to take care of yourselves and your families,
当神允许你用你所拥有的这90%来照顾你自己跟你的家人的时候，
he expects you to commit all that he enables you to be to him to be used for his glory.
他希望你能把你所有的全部拿来做，来荣耀他的事情。
When you think about it, when you consider the fact that we belong to Him 100% because He purchased us with His precious blood on Calvary's cross,
当我们思想到说， 我们是100%的属于神，因为他用他宝血，在这个哥哥他的宝血来将我们救赎。
It really does seem like the very least that we could do is to commit all that we are to him.
所以最少我们就应该要做到说，我们把我们所有的都能够交托给神。
And to commit all that we have to him.
把我们所拥有的一切都交付给神。
And when we commit our all to him, he can and will use us to help others experience what we've experienced in Christ.
当我们把我们所有的这都托付给神的时候，他就会用我们来帮助其他的人来经历这个神让我们所经历的这个丰盛的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, help us remember today and every day.
天父，求你让我们每天都能够记住。
All that you've done for us.
你所为我们做的一切。
But help us never to be selfish.
帮助我们不要自私。
And simply to enjoy all the privileges without sharing with others how they can experience it too.
自私到我们必须要让大家都能够分享到我们所能够经历的丰盛。
I pray that you'll fill every Christian with a sense of gratitude to you.
我们祈求你让每一位基督徒都能够有感激的心。
And I pray that you'll move in each of their hearts and move them to being more committed to you in telling everyone about how they can experience what we have experienced.
求你感动每一个人的心，让每一个人都能够去与别人分享神所赐给我们的丰盛。
And I pray for that person who might be here this morning who has never repented of their sins and placed their faith and trust in you as Lord and Savior.
我也为那些在座的，如果你还没有认罪悔改，将你的生命交托给神的话，我为你祈祷。
Help them and give them the courage to receive the eternal life that you purchased for them on Calvary's cross.
求你帮助他们，让他们能够接受你所为他们准备的。
We'll be careful to give you the praise for what you do during this time.
我们也献上感谢为你所做的一切。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求。